Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. Personally, I have had the amazing opportunity to attend two Siyum HaShasin. And anyone who's gone tells you that it's almost impossible to describe the amazing feeling of the Siyum HaShas. Saying Emeni Heishmi Rabba as a kal, as a tzibor of almost 100,000 people, dancing hand in hand when the Hadron is recited, listening to some of the most beautiful, uplifting, inspiring speeches from Gedolei HaOlam. Amazing, it's indescribable. Compound that 100 times. Compound that 1,000 times. Compound that 1,000,000 times. I don't even think you begin to touch a mitzvah in this week's parsha, the mitzvah of Hakel. Why is that? So just a drop of background to give us a greater appreciation to Hakel. Hakel happened once every 8 years. It only happened on Chol HaMoed Sukkos after a Shemitah. So let's open our hearts and our minds to what was taking place in the Jewish world at that point of time. We had a nation which was agriculturally based that literally shut down their source of parnasa, of livelihood. Imagine that level of bitachon, of trust in Hashem. Then what do? Because they're not working, Chazal teach us. They sit and they study Torah, Yomam Valayla. So you have a nation that literally took 1 year, upgraded its bitachon and trust in Hashem in the most amazing way. And what did they use their time doing? Studying Torah. And then Rosh Hashanah comes. Imagine that Rosh Hashanah. Even more so, imagine that Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash with the Kohen Gadol, seeing him emerge from the Kodesh HaKadoshim alive. Imagine the intensity of the Simcha. And then comes Zman Simcha Seinu, then comes Sukkos. The feeling on Sukkos must have been ecstasy in the highest level. But then, imagine being part of Hakel. Men, women, and children, the entire Klal Yisrael, together gathers into the Beis HaMikdash, which itself is a miracle that it holds them. They erect a huge platform, a bima. The king gets up there, the representative of Klal Yisrael, and he reads Mishneh Torah, Sefer Devarim. You can only imagine the spiritual ecstasy, the amazing feeling of being part of such an experience. And then what does he do? By reading Sefer Devarim, he turns to Klal Yisrael as if to say, this experience, this type, the pinnacle of human existence, is only possible because of the Torah. And he reads Mishneh Torah, Sefer Devarim, which in essence is a synthesis of the entire Torah. He turns to Klal Yisrael and says, Ashreinu Matod Chokeinu, everything that we have, this amazing fortune, this amazing feeling that we're feeling now, is because Manoim Gerolenu, how beautiful it is to be a Yiddish person, and all of that comes from Torah Hashem. We've never had an experience which could even get close to that. But we daven and we pray that the Rabbanu Shalom should restore a Shemitah. The Rabbanu Shalom should restore a year of Talmud Torah for Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom should restore Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, Klal Yisrael, all of us, men, women, and children, should merit once again to be part of Hakel. Wishing you a great Shabbos.